On Mother's Day, when I preached a homily about mothers, a few fathers nudged their spouses and said, "Let's see what he says on Father's Day." Of course, fathers, I do have a homily for you as well. After all, without our fathers, we wouldn't exist. There is a complication, though. Today also happens to be the solemnity of Corpus Christi. And perhaps the connection between the two feasts can be found in God the Father, who loves us, provides for us, nurtures us, and redeems us in and through the body and blood of Jesus. Keeping these two celebrations in mind, I have 3 points to make. First of all, I want to talk about God the Father. In the only prayer that Jesus taught us, he taught us to address God as Father. Even though Jesus' hearers knew God as Father, this was the first time the Jewish people were invited to call God Father. As Father, we know God as a God who loves, who creates, who nurtures, who protects, who provides, who disciplines, who leads, who guides, and most of all, who redeems. The more we think about the place God the Father has had since creation, the more we realize how crucial and critical a father's place at home and in the society is. That is why when I think of my own father, I'm unable to think of him in very specific roles. He was everything to the family. My father created, he loved, he nurtured, he protected, he provided, he disciplined, he led, he guided, he taught. I'm sure many of you are grateful to your own fathers for this very reason. Today, though, I also want to be aware that comparing God and human fathers puts immense pressure on them. After all, God is God, and our fathers are mere mortals. As we all do, our fathers sometimes fail. Sometimes they fall short. Today I'm inviting you to not only be grateful to your father for being a father, but to also be kind, compassionate, and forgiving for the times he may have failed. Most of all, let us pray for all fathers that God will give them the grace to live up to their calling. Second, I want to talk about God the Father as a nurturer and provider. Folks, my family was never rich. My mother and father both worked very ordinary jobs to make ends meet. They sent my brother and I to Catholic schools, and we always got new outfits for Christmas. There was never a day we went to bed hungry. My father, however, prided himself on one more thing. He always provided the best. I would often go to the grocery store with him. He could buy medium quality stuff for a lower price. And frankly, for the financial position we were in, it would be justified. However, my father never compromised. He would buy the best for his family. On Father's Day, as we celebrate Corpus Christi, we cannot but think of God who gave us the best. God gave us the best in and through Jesus. Not only was God content to give us Jesus, but God made a way for us to enter into and remain in communion each day. God not only gave us the best, but gave us his all. Heaven itself is ours. Today then, as we receive the body and blood of Christ, we must be grateful to God for giving us the very best in Jesus. Jesus symbolizes the magnanimity of God. Jesus symbolizes the generosity of God. Jesus symbolizes the goodness of God. For that matter, God's gift of fathers is symbolic of the magnanimity, the generosity, and the goodness of God. Let us thank God for the gift of fathers. And thirdly, I want to talk about God the Father, the Redeemer. From the very earliest memories I have, I remember my father being a man of great devotion and firm faith. All the prayers that I know, I learned because he taught us to pray. Never did the family miss Mass on a Sunday. There were few and rare days that we ever missed family prayer. Yes, sometimes we all thought that he went overboard, but that was Dad. I owe my priesthood to the firm faith foundation he gave me. Granted that today my father and I understand faith very differently. He's more the devotional kind and I'm the more practical kind. The important thing is that my father set me on the journey to redemption. For this, I can never be grateful enough. Today in this congregation, if you are a father and if you gave your children the gift of strong faith, then you have given them the most important thing. It is not about whether your children practice that faith or not, and there is a possibility that they do not. But you have given them the tools for redemption. You have set them on the journey to redemption. In this, you are like God the Father, who has redeemed us in and through Jesus. Let me conclude with these words. This Eucharist, and really, and the reality of the body and blood of Christ present here today on this altar, is the assurance of God the Father's continuing love and care for us. Let us offer God sincere worship for giving us Jesus and our fathers. Amen.